you get ready. I wonder how you dress. Do you wear shorts and a cycling hat over?
No, I'm dressed quite warm. Blue jeans and two sweatshirts and then some windbreaker type thing. Looks like a rain jacket that keeps the wind off me. But it's quite chilly this morning. It's just a little bit below freezing.
Indeed, sir. Well, I'll stand by while you get on your bicycle so I can work your mouth.
I'm sorry, Ian, I didn't get that. Just hang on for a minute or two and I'll be ready and ready to go. I'm just have to adjust my helmet. The strap is a little bit too tight, so I'll be with you in just a moment. This X4Y.
Gazette, WA2JSB, Northern New Jersey. Anybody on frequency this morning? Over.
ZG3ZHI. G3ZHI, over.
ZHI, I didn't hear the prefix. WA2JSB, good morning. Kino's Mike. We're in West Orange, New Jersey, about 20 miles due west of New York City. Over.
Hey, yeah, Mike. A very good morning to you. The call sign is G3ZHI. The name is Ian. I'm located in Maltby in South Yorkshire. It's quite a nice sunny afternoon, although they do have snow on the east coast. And spent a bit of time looking at the traffic cam in New York City. I don't know if you've seen it on Google, but it's an excellent picture. Over. I don't know where the junction is, where it's located, though. Over.
Good morning. I recognize you now. Yeah, it's cold here. Sunny, but very cold. 24 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's cool here this morning. It's mostly a cold weekend. A little bit of snow maybe on Monday. I just got back from Florida. Was down in Florida 5.5 weeks on business. And just got back the other day, actually. So, had a couple days to kind of unwind. Got to go back again. I actually came back. My mother needed some surgery. So we came back and took care of that business and running out to get something for her right now. So, what's doing good out over there? Go ahead.
KX4Y.
Good morning from morning Dieter now from G3ZHI. Well, I don't know if you've heard or not, but our king is getting married. Well, future king. He's getting married. Have you had that in America, over?
It's all over the news. Good morning, buddy. Good morning, friend. How are you? Dieter, good morning. You got a good battery this morning, and then turn it over to Ian. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mike, and good morning again, Ian. Ian called a little early, and I was battling adjusting the straps for my helmet. Pretty cold here, too. About 30, 31, 32. But it'll get nice and warm today. It's supposed to go to 55 or 60. Even better tomorrow. So I think I'll be working in the yard today. Got some work to do. Cut some grass, do some maintenance, do some lawnmower. Things like that. Good to hear you on again, Mike. I've known you for a long time, but being down in Florida explains it. Wonder how you do with your repeater system while you're not around to babysit. Over to you, Ian. What are you up to today? This is KX4Y.
Dieter from G3ZHI. Yeah, I'm actually at a friend of mine's location who happens to be on broadband. So, I'm surfing away. I do tend to go that way myself soon. And I'll be on broadband, so, because I'm only on a dial-up at the moment. Yeah, I got your email, and we'll be in the throes of, or in the process of sending out, I think, another email this weekend, which will inform people from the website, from the AMSAT website, the information that's up there about Tuesday's event, so we'll give that some publicity as well, and see how that goes at 14:10. The sun's shining over here at the moment. There is snow. I was talking to somebody today who was in Mablethorpe this morning, which is on the east coast, and they had snow. And we're having, I'm going to have a ham fest in Blackpool in a couple of weeks' time on Sunday, and I'll have a stall there advertising internet king and giving out information. So that's the plan, Dieter. Down to you, Mike. G3ZHI.
ZHI. KX4Y, WA2JSB. Very good. Well, yeah, Dieter, I was in Florida. That's why you haven't heard me. I was down there for 5.5 weeks. Left the third week of January, just got back on a major project again. And it's not completely finished. You might have heard my comment to Ian that my mom needed some surgery. So I came back up for that. And then we have a Cancun trip planned. I was also just down in Cancun the beginning of the year, so we're going back to Cancun on vacation. And then we have an Alaskan cruise trip planned away from myself. So, got a little vacation time planned. It's very good about the weather. Yeah, it's cold up here. It's cold up here, Dieter. It was cold in Florida, believe it or not. It was down to 35 degrees on some mornings, and it never got more than 55, maybe 53, 55 during the day on those days. And it's quite cold down there when I left, and also it was rainy when I left. They hadn't had rain in a bunch of months, and it was rainy when I left. Also, the repeaters run fine while I'm away, thank God. No issue with those. Came back and everything was just the same as it was when I left. I'm also still playing with the ILRP Echo. I really haven't gotten that going yet. I think, Ian, you were the one that emailed something to me about it, and we're still playing around. I hope to get it going within the next couple of weeks. So back over to you, Dieter. KX4Y Group, WA2JSB.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, you're lucky with your repeaters. One of our two repeaters is a troublemaker. So the controller we have on there is acting up from time to time. So I put a different one on, and that one quit. I think it got zapped by lightning or something. Something happened to it. So I'm running the one that's acting up, and I need to get another one ready because the one that's acting up is a cat controller. And it needs to go back to them to check it out. It keeps locking up our repeater from time to time in transmit. Yesterday, on Thursday evenings, we have a net across northern Alabama. We link some repeaters together. So I was checking ours, and it's that particular one. And it wouldn't even come up, so I don't know if somebody shut it down or if something happened to it. So I remotely killed the power to it, to the repeater and the controller, put power back on, and the thing came back to life. So that was a good thing. So we had our emergency practice net, our Skywar net. And just haven't had time to work on those controllers. I meant to all week, getting sidetracked with other things. And there's always something to do. I just don't have time for anything anymore. It's amazing. But Tina's going on a trip tomorrow, going to Holland for a week. So that frees up a little bit of my time when she's gone. Not she's taking a lot of my time either, but that way I don't have to come up every so often from working on things to have a cup of coffee or things like this. Uninterrupted playtime then. Back to you, Ian. This is KX4Y.
Okay, Roger. Ray Dieter from G3ZHR returning. And okay to you, Mike. And you are correct. We run Echo IRLP here. And find out it works very well. I don't know if you have some issues with it, but we installed 86 of them, and I think more people have been putting them on all the time because it does seem to be growing. So there we are. I'm just trying to get onto the website. for New York, but it's not there at the moment. But as I say, on the Traffic Cam Yahoo e-group, normally it's there, and they're very good. So we quite like looking at that. Oh, at the moment, I've just signed on to the California link, and on the website, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I've got 6 pictures on, all from California, and it does include audio. It's really moving quite fast, and there's traffic streaming away. It's dark still over there in California, but the traffic cams are really moving quite well. I don't know if you look at them at all on the Yahoo e-groups. The pictures constantly are changing. So back to you, Mike. I wonder where your destination is and if you used IRLP while you were down in Florida, over.
Yeah, let me let the system reset a second. Yeah. I didn't get all your transmission data. I reached down, I hit a knob here as I'm driving. I didn't know what knob I hit, and it switched frequencies on me. By the time I came back, figured out what I did, Ian was on. But again, we had no problem with the repeaters, thank God. And it's strange, I want to tell you something about lockup, and then I'm going to tell Ian something about the repeaters in Florida. I had the same situation on my remote site, on the transmitter for the remote receiver, the satellite receiver. It was locking up on me. And what was going on, Dieter, it was the ID board. The ID would come on, and for some reason, it would lock the transmitter on. It wouldn't, it would send out the CWID, and then it would lock the transmitter on and stay on. It wouldn't shut off. I wound up taking the thing down, or taking it down, not physically down, but shutting it off, and reprogramming the ID to a slower speed. I had it running at 20 words a minute. I slowed it down to 18 words a minute, and that fixed the problem. Now, I spoke to, and it's not a CAT, communications specialist, I think, in California. I spoke to them. They couldn't explain why, and I can't explain why either, but that did fix the problem. So maybe you want to try something like that. Is it happening on CWID, you know, and you're not realizing what's going on? Or is it happening after it IDs and you're not realizing what's going on? So maybe I can shed some light on that subject. Also, Ian, I did use the IRLP in Florida. I used the Fort Pierce repeater. I spoke to the gentleman who owns the node, not the repeater, but owns the node. And after the hurricane, the antenna was down at 25 feet. They were supposed to put the antenna back up at 80 or 100 feet. But it didn't go back up, I don't think, when I was down there. The coverage didn't get any better. But I was talking back up here every day. Go ahead, Ian. G3ZSI, Group WA2JSB.
Should actually be you, Dieter. Go ahead, Dieter.
Okay, Ian. Yeah, I think, Mike, with our controller, that's been going on for a year. And I'll just get another controller ready. Just have to make a patch cable for it and learn how to use that thing, how to program it. And then I'll send the CAT to those people. They're extremely cooperative. And the only way they can figure it out, if they run it for a long time, and hopefully it'll lock up for them. But you know how that goes. It'll probably never lock up for them. So we'll see how it goes. I wonder if Anton is on frequency RV3. And sorry, I forgot the last three letters. In Moscow. I wonder if he's listening this morning. Anton, if you're there, go ahead, please. This is KX4Y. If not, you go ahead, Ian. Go ahead, Ian. I don't think he's there.
Ready to from G3ZHR returning. Stand by. The same thing. Is there something else then? Or it is? Yeah. With that one system. Okay, we're just looking at these Caltech cameras. In, you'll have to stop that. Stream audio. From the radio station. So we're just looking at this Postram traffic system in Los Angeles, well, in California. So that's what we're on with. And yeah, it sounds good. I spoke to Anton, and it was nice on the system last week. So I presume that if you'll be watching, well, you were watching anyway, I might get there a little bit earlier this next time round. And, you know, being on the keys. But it's nice to be on the keys and chatting away to different people to what is, you know, what's going off. So that's good. So there we are. And okay to you, Mike, getting through. It's a long time since I was in New York City. But I actually went to the top of the World Trade Center when I was there. And I did operate from the top of that and spoke to somebody simply about 50 miles away. I was up there on the observation deck, and it was nice to visit the, you know, at that time. A tremendous view, of course, from the top there. Okay, Mike, back to you from G3ZHI, over.
G3ZHI, KX4Y, W8QJSB. Yeah, it was a nice view from up there, no question about it. From where I live, I would have seen the World Trade Center without a problem as I'm coming down a mountain. But that's what it is. So, we're very good gentlemen. Yeah, that's strange. Dieter, I know Ron, and Ron is very, very cooperative. I'm using the same controls. I've got three of his controllers on three different repeaters. And they work very, very well. I'm looking to put a Pete weather station on, which interfaces with that controller also, so we can interrogate the weather, which will be fun. But I'm really looking to get the ILR, or the Echo node on also. You know, Ian, what I did is I had another computer. And I loaded up the both softwares on another computer, figuring, I want to see what happens. I didn't load it up on my main computer, which is on the ILRP on 2 meters. But I guess from what you're really saying to me, I shouldn't worry about it. Just load it up and run them. You know, with going away, I didn't want to take a chance in screwing up the ILRP before I went away. So that's why I didn't do it. But I do have a node number on Echo. I guess what I really want to do is try to figure out how I can get that node number back into the new into another machine and just use that same node number. I wonder if I can do that. Would you have any ideas when it comes back to you? KX4Y Group WA2JSB.
You can, Mike, because I have two Echo addresses, Echo Link. One is KX4Y-L, which is for the Echo ILP computer, and then I have plain KX4Y, which is a different node number. And that one, you can move that around as you want, both of them, because when you install Echo Link, it'll ask you, and you just put your existing thing in, and off you go. That way you don't even have to be authenticated anymore, because that's already been done. And very easy, because we had a club meeting on Tuesday evening, and I wanted to show people how to connect to different things. Some people in our club are totally unfamiliar with that. So it took me about maybe not even 5 minutes to install Echo Link there. While I was at the club meeting, I installed it and got it online. It was real easy, of course, if you're familiar with it. And I'm certainly not an expert with Echo Link. I don't use it that often. But recently, I got involved in something that Ian got me involved with, to feed audio from the space station and schools into Echo Link. And that turns into a fun project, actually. I'm enjoying listening to those children, Ian. And, Ian, I'll be sending you another email today about a contact on the 17th of March at 10:34 UTC. So you can imagine at what ungodly hour I have to get up to do my thing. But once I'm committed to something, I'll just do it. Never mind what time it is. That time, it's a contact where the school is in Australia and the ground station is in Hawaii. So, over to you, Ian. This is KX4Y.
Monitoring on the system, you throw that HI. Right, then, in case anybody else wanted to come in. Well, at the moment, I sat watching these pictures from these traffic cams in California where they were listening to the audio as well on the Yahoo group site. So that was very well. Yeah, well, what I'll do then, if you send me the... When I get the email, I don't know if you've uploaded it to the AmSat website now, but it would be nice to have the both of the bits of information in the one email. So, save that, doing another one another time. So I was thinking of putting them both in the one and then sending it over out. So see how that goes anyway. This is the 17th, so it's sometime in the future. I'll just stick to the other one then, I think. I've just decided. And I'll send that one later, especially with it being partly VK. But I will also put the VK information around the system as well. I mean, when you think about it, you've got RSGB News, Q News, Amateur Radio News Line, and the AWRL. So, you know, there's more places for them to put out that info to get more people involved as well and listening in. I don't know if you've been following it, Mike, but just been relaying an ICO link, the audio from the space station live, which has caused a bit. It's actually an IRLP as well, but you do need to register if you want to join the reflector to get it on IRLP. So you're quite welcome to do that. So back to you, Mike. And you can change the call sign and details in the file on Echolink so that you can reappear on the status page with that information. Over.
What I said I doubled with Ian, what I said I lost all the transmission after what Dieter said that they did something at a club meeting. My machine had timed out locally here. I thought it reset. All right, yeah, I'm looking to change the call because I got my friend's call back, W2QR, it's not going to be WA2JSB repeat anymore. W2QR repeat, Walter passed away a few years ago and somebody grabbed his call, Art Trempler, I forgot his call, K2G something maybe, or KG2 something. He was kind enough to let me have the call back. So I got Walt's call back in memorial, as a memorial call for the repeater. Walt was trustee for 25 years before he passed away. And what I was asking is, can I keep the same node number, not the call, but the node number, putting it on a different computer, or do I have to get a new node number and get authenticated again? And also, very interesting with the space station, I know it's on one of the reflectors, a channel on a reflector. Who do you have to register with? And when it comes back to you, you might let me know. Back to you, Dieter, KX4Y. I'm going to let the system drop here a second, WA2JSB. Just take and drag your feet a minute. Let it drop.
Okay, hopefully it has dropped deep enough. And, you can keep your node number because that's kind of tied to the call sign, I believe. Ian knows more about it than I do. And Ian, yes, I got the information yesterday evening about that contact in Australia on the 17th, and I put it on the AMSAT calendar. So it's there already, and you can just grab it from there, cut and paste, if you like. And it'll be interesting to see how many notes we have next time, for next time Tuesday, and then the 17th, whatever day of the week that is. I think it's on a Wednesday. So that really will be interesting. Over to you, Ian. This is KX4Y.
PD2 from Drizzle.HI returning. Well, I can't promise you 82 again, HI. And, yeah, live feed for the ISS contact with a school in St. Martin's, Australia, will be sent live into the AMSAT conference server, Echolink node, and into the edu.net server by Dieter, KX4Y. Contact between the ISS and the school starts at 10:30. It'll last for about 15 minutes. That's great. And we have that as well. So it's handy that you're posting that. What I will do, I'll post that on QRZ.com and EHAM. Well, not this one yet, but I'm going to post Tuesdays up there. So that information will get out there. Yeah, it would be interesting to see how many come on and follow it. So I'll sort of get the information out and post it around. Not a problem, Dieter. Yeah, there's a file.
Is it TBD? We alter it.
Yeah, if you alter the TBD file, Mike, you can put your details in there, and then it'll sign on with a call sign and password. You just edit that file. If you want to be somebody else on the system, on the Echo IRLP side. So that's what you can do. We found that it works very well, no problems. Bert, G4NJI, who runs the 5200 Echo IRLP node in Rotherham, he has a 6 gig drive, which he just ghosts, like about once a week. And then if he does ever have a crash, he uses the ghost copy to get back on again, so that's how he keeps things going. Over.
Very, very good. But I didn't understand for a second. Just repeat, if you would. How do I register for that Echolink space station node? I think you said you got to register for it, right?
Yeah, that is correct. You need to contact Wayne. Deep knows his call sign. And you have to register with Wayne, and then you can access the reflector. So I'll just let Dieter run that by you. Go ahead, Dieter.
Mike, I have to send you his email address, because right offhand here on the bicycle, I know his call is VE1, but I don't remember the rest. But the address I have for him is not AMSAT or AWL or anything like that, so I'll send you his email address. But they're still working on their system, Ian and Mike, so there's no telling at this time to see if they'll be fully functional for the contact on Tuesday. But if you get your Echolink installed, if you just put it on a regular Windows computer, then you can just go to the AMSAT server or that edu-net server and go to AMSAT.org, www.AMSAT.org, and go to the events calendar, and you see the announcements there. And you'll know where to go on Echolink. They passed me only with the Echolink, so I'm doing that. Somebody else is doing IRLP, so. But I'll send you the email address for Wayne. Back to you, Ian. You really didn't have your turn yet. This is KX4Y.
Okay, Roger, from G3ZHI. Well, I can do that. It's not a problem. And are you good at wa2jsb@juno.com, Mike? Over.
wa2jsb@AOL. I do have a Juno account, but I haven't used it in about a year or two. So I'm not sure it's active anymore. But if you put it, wa2jsb@AOL.com, I'll get it. Over.
That's fine. So, Wayne's call sign is VE1WPH, so just let me put that in the email for you, VE1WPH, so that's fine. Now, they're not ready, as Dieter's saying, So that is the situation. So we're just working there. But they are going to put it in one of the reflectors. And if you... just let me check which one it is. I'm just on the computer here. So, yeah, it's... I think it's in 9300 and on channel 7, so it's 9307. But Dieter might just sort of confirm that if he knows while he's on the bike. So he'll get that information anyway from Wayne. So I'll just send this email, which is gone. So the information's on its way to you, Wayne, over.
Denver 0, Papa Quebec, Victor Denver.
Hey. Morning, morning, morning. We've got Dieter and Ian on board. So let me turn it over to Dieter and he can turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. And good morning, Terry. Ian Wayne is most sensitive about his reflector number that he's using. He doesn't want that to be public information. He wants people to contact him by email, and then they get all the information. So that's the story there. And how are things in Denver, Colorado this morning, Terry? Go ahead.
Just wonderful. I'll be engaged in that from the IRLP side here in Denver at very early, early in the morning.
Which early, early in the morning? This Tuesday, Terry, go ahead.
Two of them coming up, and Wayne emailed me, but I haven't heard anything more, and I haven't done anything more. I have to go back home, and stuff's sitting there by my desk. Saturday and Sunday is when I read things, but there's two functions coming up, and they both go through a Canadian reflector, to the best of my remembrance.
Yeah, correct. So, anyways, if you want to get up a little earlier, or on the 17th of March, Terry, you can actually stay up at night and listen to a contact at 10:34 on March 17th. Back to you, Mike, I think. And then I think it goes to Ian. This is KX4Y.
Good, Dieter. Terry, good morning. How are you? Haven't spoken to you for a while. How are things in Denver? Things in New Jersey are cold. I'm reading 27 degrees right now. I'm telling the guys I just got back from Florida after being here for 5.5 weeks on business down in South Florida. Okay, very good on a node there, Dieter. Yeah, I think his name is Wade. I'm not sure, Wayne or Wade, W-A-D-E or W-A-Y-N-E. I'll send him off an email and ask for permission. Very, very good. All right, guys, I'm going to sign him in. Let me figure out where I'm going here. And I'll talk to everybody later. So back over to you, Ian. G3ZHI Group, WA2JSB. 73, guys.
Okay, 73 is from Mike from G3ZHI. And very nice to talk to you. And yeah, do that, and then I'll provide you with all the information. I have seen something on the internet, Dieter, and about what we're talking about, and I'll send you that anyway. So I've seen some mention of it somewhere. Okay, Terry, I'm in on codetrip.org, and if you direct me to a webcam, I'll just check out where you are. What's your nearest webcam, over? Traffic cam.
Colorado Boulevard. But I'm not sure, because you're on a different link, but I know the one time you followed me, I was on the Colorado Boulevard at I-25. I am on I-25 right now, and I am just coming up on University Avenue, which would be a major. University and I-25 will be ahead of me about 1 minute.
Okay. University and I-25. I wonder if you're I-25 south then. I've got Aparajo west. Oh, you've got, You have roundabouts, Terry. Oh, I think you call them turning circles, over.
roundabouts. Yes, that's something new. They've been testing them and working with them now for the last 5 years, 5 to 6 years. One of them has been here for literally lifetime, but another two others or two or three others are now brand new. One of our little sub-cities down in the southwest part of Denver has had one for years. Down in the town of Sheridan, they've always had one. But there are several new ones. In fact, there's one close to me in Jefferson County, out by the city of Golden, close to the Jefferson County seat. They've got a big one, and it's becoming very popular. They're having less accidents. Gee, what a wonderful thought. Let's go to Europe and try roundabout. N0PQV, just coming up on University and I-25 going south. And Arapaho is my exit. You mentioned Arapaho. The Arapaho Road and I-25 is my exit.
Okay, well, let me get back there then. If you're there, sorry about this, Dieter. Let me hear the webcam's on. So I've got Orchard. You must have gone past Orchard then. And is it already open? Just one moment. Right. So if you exit then, so I'll need more. Are you exiting at Arapaho East then? Where are you exiting? Would that be at Arapaho East, over?
9 minutes from now, and I'll be at Arapaho West. I'll go off of Interstate 25 and going west to Quebec. West to Quebec Street, which is only one block west of the interstate. But right now, I'm just passing University. I'm really right at this moment. I'm by the University exit.
Okay, from J3ZHI, turning. Well, if you get off at Arapaho West, then, that has like an overpass bridge, or a, like an overpass on stilts. Oh, and I can see McDonald's. You have a McDonald's there, over.
That is correct. I go half a mile south of that McDonald's. The street there is called Quebec, is in the province, and I go half a mile south of that that intersection.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me close that down. When you're getting nearer then, if you tell me, and then I will give you a live traffic report from that location. And so that I'm looking at I-25 North, Arapaho East. Arapaho East, of course, is where the roundabout is. And, yeah, traffic's flowing fine on Arapaho West at the moment, according to... Colorado trip. Sorry about that, Dieter. Back to you. I have some vouchers for McDonald's, Terry, so if we, if I was there, I could take you for a Big Mac on a 2-for-1, over.
At participating stores, I got this strong, strong feeling that the UK version is not a participating store with our Arapaho Road outlet. I don't think they are linked together very well.
I think you might be right. Round to you, Dieter.
Okay, no problem. I was just thinking, we need to put APRS into Terry's car so we can put a good, we can keep a good on him. Don't you think, Ian? This is KX4Y.
Okay, Dieter. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm just doing a refresh here. This was timed at, I'm getting 0703. So, Mountain Standard Time. So I think we've got 0705 now, so this is like 2 minutes old, my picture, Terry, over.
I'm going to go into that parking lot, and you look for me, because I should be pretty easy to find, because I put on a little weight. So I'm gonna get into that parking lot when I get there. I'll let you know. So you guys go ahead and carry on with your space shuttle stuff, but I should be there in about 6 to 8 minutes, and I will go into that parking lot. And then you can position me, tell me where to go from that point so you see me the best. But you should be able to notice me. If you can see the parking lot, you can see the sign, you can see me.
Okay, well, just let me clarify here, because I'm back up at Orchard now. Are you past Orchard, or are you yet to hit Orchard, over?
I was north of Orchard. I'm coming southbound from the city. I'm coming south. Orchard is another mile south of Arapaho, so I'm actually north of there. Look for Hamden. Hamden is my next big street, and then the interchange of I-25 and I-225 is a major interchange. But Arapaho Road is north excuse me, not Arapahoe. Oh, you're talking about Arapahoe, and I said Bellevue. Okay, I'll go there anyway. I'll go to that one. I'll take the Arapahoe exit and go to the McDonald's. I was thinking, I'm north of there at Bellevue. I'm at the Bellevue exit. Can you see Bellevue at all?
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I'm Belmont Bellevue now then. The Bellevue was timed at 7:04 on here. I've got I-25 north. You're I-20. Now, unfortunately, on the I-25 south Bellevue camera, the sun is just catching it, and it's not a very good picture. But, so I don't see that very well. Now, after Bellevue, that's Bellevue, then the next one is Orchard. Orchard was a very good picture. There's no point in you stopping, Terry, because it's very slow. I'm like a couple of minutes behind, and I haven't got a good picture of McDonald's. I can only see it behind the overpass there. But I'm now on I-25 and Orchard, so I'm looking at that. Okay, round to you, Dieter, G3ZHI, over.
Okay, while you two guys get coordinated, just one short comment, Ian. I have seen that node number on the internet also, but the word from Wayne is that he wants to keep it private and only distribute that information by email. So, anyway, I'm more than happy to abide by his wishes, whatever the reasoning is for it. So, they are working on their system. And hopefully it'll be up and running and lots of people can connect to it. Back to you, Terry. This is KX4Y with 1 mile to go, and then I'm in my parking lot. Go ahead, Terry.
B still here, or did JSB clear? I don't remember.
B cleared.
Antwort's in noch ein Antwort. And I'm just coming up on 225 now, Ian. If you can find I-25 and then the 225 interchange, I-25 and the 225 interchange is my next major hub.
Well, does that mean you passed Orchard? I'm actually looking at Orchard now. The I-25 and Orchard, over.
Your map. I'm coming south. I think the top of your map is north. I'm coming south. So I will go and I will take the Orchard exit. I will take the Orchard exit. I think that camera might be up on the insurance company. There's a Great West Life Insurance Company, and maybe the camera's up there. I never go there because that's a mile south of my exit. But for today and for international diplomacy, I will take an extra exit south.
Okay, Terry. No, don't deviate. Don't do anything different because it's not streaming. It's only snapshot. So they are only snapshot shots. So I won't exactly notice anything. So don't deviate. But I'm looking at the Orchard East, no, the I-25 South off-ramp, and there's got some, like, grass in front of it on that off-ramp. And as you look towards your left, you would see, like, some concrete. There is the off-ramp there, which goes up in the air on the off-ramp for the north. No, let me think about this. No, that's the on-ramp, sorry. The on-ramp for the northbound on the I-25 at Orchard. That's like, I can see that. But there you go. Okay, yeah, I'll just, whatever you say, Dieter, I will go along with whatever you say, so I'm not giving that any more information. But I forgot that he did say that people had to email him, so I'll have to remind myself where I've seen that. I'll just do whatever you, whatever good for you, Dieter, not a problem. Okay, let me pass it back to you, Dieter, just for any sun shining over here in South Yorkshire at the moment. Back round to you, Dieter, G3. A friend of mine has a really interesting temperature. It's like floating. What temperature is it? One. Is it 26? Is it that one? 24. I'm trying to work. It's like a water bottle with these things floating on it. And it just said, I don't know, why is that? So, Galileo's principle, he's telling me. I've never seen a thermometer like it before. You get these little light glass things floating from G3ZHI.
Working outside a little bit today. I've been stuck sitting at the computer basically all week. And you wouldn't believe how much email that space thing has cost for me. But that's okay. Everything will settle down. And I'll be glad to provide information and let people know when it's coming up. So let me say 73 at this point, because I think by the time it comes around to me, I'll be outside the garage. And Tina may just be waiting for me inside the house. So 73 all around. Good to hear you, Terry. And it's always a pleasure speaking with you, Ian. So you all take care. This is KX41. I'll be clear but listening.
KCAWP, Lansing, Michigan.
The station that called, you were very distorted. Go ahead again, G3, is that I try?
I'm on that off-ramp now to the south.
Here, Terry from G3ZHI, and I think you're now saying then that you're on the Orchard Road off-ramp. Have I got that correct? You're on the Orchard Road off-ramp, over.
Bottom of the ramp, I'm right at the bottom where the off-ramp then turns into Orchard. I've pulled over to the side, so I'm on the... If you can see me at all from anywhere, I don't know. I'm looking to figure out where the cameras are, but I am sitting here at the bottom of the off-ramp, but not quite on Orchard yet. So take a look, and I'll sit here for a couple of minutes.
Hey, Roger. Well, I can't see you on that camera because the camera's pointing up the road on I-25 South, but I've gone over to Orchard and Quebec. Do you go Orchard and Quebec, over?
I will in a moment or two.
Okay then, well I'm on East Orchard in Quebec now, so let me just work, tell me where you'll be, you're on a Quebec watch, give me a Quebec, oh I see some street lights with like, he went round on Singing in the Rain, they've got like glass, little glass round shades, one to about five, with one in the middle, will you pass those?
Well, I'm now going west. I'm going west now on Orchard. I'm going west on Orchard at this time, and I am within about two blocks, so I'll just hang on 1 second longer here. I'll pass Fiddler's Greenwood Plaza. I'm now coming toward Orchard, and I'm still coming westbound on Orchard or to your right from the freeway going toward the mountains. And Orchard is ahead of me, half a block, and I'll pull over there. And I can't think where there's a camera here either. I mean, they put cameras everywhere, as you know. But right now, I am at within a quarter block, within 150 feet of Orchard, and I am right here at the intersection of Orchard and Quebec. Oh, the little round balls, those French lights are what you're talking about. I am right now next to the French lights, within about 50 feet of them.
Okay, from J3ZHI. Well, that's fine. So that picks that. Now, if you're at the... I'm looking at the Orchard and Quebec, and there looks to be... All the trees have not got many leaves on it. A row of trees, that's down the center reservation, or the median, seems to have a row of trees on it. Over.
Island, that would be the island, yes. But I'm now over to the far side of the street, so I don't know which one is good for me, or if you can even see me at all. To one corner is a sign in a big grassy area in a big building to the northwest, and then to the southwest is the fire station. Right on that corner is a fire station, and where I am right now, I don't know if this is any good or not, or if you want me to go around the block one more time and come down right next to... You're talking about those three lamps that have big white balls on them, is that correct?
They're there on the picture. No, there's no... But you don't deviate, Terry. You carry on your journey. The camera is not streaming. It's a snapshot picture. It's a snapshot picture. So therefore, these are not streaming. I'd have to go on another... I'm looking at the Denver... Metro system, and because of that it's not streaming, and maybe I can look elsewhere. The cameras in California that I looked at, the traffic cams there, they are streaming. They're really good. And if you have those. But the way your cameras work, they just take a photograph and then they stream the picture. So it's not the same thing. Okay. Let me. Oh, we have coffee here. So, oh, we'll have a little bit. Have you got any of them others? The, what I had last time? Well, my friend's bringing me, them others, I like one of them tarts. Organising, oh, here they are. Where have they gone? We're just in the cupboard here, raiding the cupboard. Oh, yeah, I'll have one of them. I'm just having a Bakewell tart. Sorry about that, Terry. But, back to you.
What I say is it's too early for me to be having a tart in Denver. Never quite this early would I have a tart of any sort. Here's N0PQV. I'm at work, so if you could find my business, it's at East Barry. I'm a quarter mile. I'm the halfway point. The halfway point between Orchard and Bellevue is where I work on Quebec. So I'm going to be clear now and going into work. Here is November Zero, Papa Quebec Victor. This is Terry in Greenwood Village, 73.
Hey, Terry. Well, I'm having my Bakewell tart. They're very nice. I don't know if you have ever had one, but anyway. Okay, very interesting chat. Nice to work you, 73s, and enjoy your day at work. And 73s to you, Dieter. J3ZHI in South Yorkshire, England. This is Claire.
Zero Denver.